from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast via shortwave on 9525 kilohertz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.
Hello listener, wherever you are. Now I would like to tell you the programs for today's edition of our programs. We will begin with the news that is followed by Commander Ray, Today in History, My Indonesia, Indonesian Wonder, and My Language. And then, to end today's edition, we will be presenting the musics in the music corner. Well then, listener, happy listening!
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here's the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo calls for students to use social media to spread the spirit of nationalism. Minister Sri Mulyani reminds the strengthening of economic structure to optimize growth. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo calls for the community, especially the students, to use social media to spread the spirit of nationalism, the spirit of learning, and the spirit in worship and the spirit of sports. Social media should be used as an ecosystem to foster nationalism. This was disclosed by the president before 350 administrators of intra-school student organization OSIS High School and Vocational High School in Pekanbaru City at the Air Base Rosmin Nurjadin Pekanbaru, Rio on Wednesday. He emphasized that as students of OSIS, they must be present as role modeling for the co-students and their milieu where they are. Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani Indrawati reminded the importance of strengthening economic structure by encouraging the role of investment and export to optimize economic growth. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Minister Sri Mulyani remarked in Jakarta on Wednesday that Indonesia should now make the economic structure much stronger by increasing industry that can produce both raw and capital materials. She also suggests that investment performance that is currently growing high or reaching 7.95% in the first quarter of 2018 should be increased in order to contribute more to the economy. While the export sector grew 6.70% or only half, our imports grow 12.70% in the same period. It should begin to strengthen to reduce the current account deficit, because the export, which only reaches half of the imports, will be one of the obstacles if high growth is needed. Thus, the government again strengthened policy to encourage investment performance and export. One of them is by formulating fiscal incentives so that economic fundamentals are much stronger. Italy responds to the challenges faced by the world today by prioritizing dialogue, justice, law, and human rights. This was disclosed by Italian ambassador to Indonesia, Vittorio Sandalli, at the Italian anniversary of independence in Jakarta more recently. He said that Indonesia and Italy share the same values in the field of peace. Both countries contribute to an interim force of peace in Lebanon or Anfield. According to him, Indonesia and Italy are currently having bilateral relations at a more advanced stage. This is evident with the intensive political visit by both countries' high-ranking state officials.
Following the visits to Jakarta of the Italian Minister of Economic Development, Carlo Calenda, last May, accompanied by a delegation of over 50 major Italian companies, the visit to Rome of the Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs, Ibu Retno Marsudi, last October, the two visits to Italy of Minister of Energy, Jonan, and the recent visit to Indonesia of the Italian Minister of Foreign Affairs, Alfano, last February, just to mention a few, marked the further stepping stone of our bilateral relation.
Ambassador Sandalli further explained that the cooperation between the two countries is growing in various sectors. In the economic field, the two countries should facilitate economic actors to consolidate the latest trend. In the field of people-to-people contact, there are tourist visits from both countries as well as conducting an interfaith dialogue. In the field of education, Italy has doubled the number of scholarship recipients from Indonesia. In addition to Indonesia, Italy also committed to strengthening relations with ASEAN countries. This news is coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The Indonesian Institute of Sciences, LIPI, developed a system of national scientific repository for researchers. The repository can provide huge benefit for researchers so that they can reuse it easily for their precious research data. This was stated by Coordinator of Scientific Repository Development of LIPI, Slamet Rianto, to Air Rival Service Voice of Indonesia on the sidelines of National Seminar Research Data Management to Increase Research Quality at LIPI's building in Jakarta on Wednesday.
Jadi sistem ini digunakan untuk
the system is used to manage scientific research data. The data of researchers is expected to be used in the respiratory system. So far, researchers enter their research data on their own personal computers, so it can lose and damage. Thus, through this repository system, their data is expected to be saved. Slamet Rianto further explained that not all people can access data at the System of National Scientific Repository except they get permission from data owners. So the security at the repository is guaranteed. Even only researchers community have the access to enter their research data. Harvard University in the USA shares experience with Indonesian Institute of Sciences LIPI in a bid to develop a system of scientific data management. Repository. An analyst of Harvard University, Philip Durbin, to Air Rival Service Voice of Indonesia on the sidelines of National Seminar Research Data Management to Increase Research Quality at LIPI's building in Jakarta on Wednesday said that synergy for researchers is a must so that science can keep on growing.
Oh, right, yes, absolutely. It's very important to preserve research data over time. Data generated today should be available 10 years from now, 20 years from now. We never want to lose the data. We don't want the data to just be gone someday. So it's important to have a preservation platform for the data.
Philip Durbin also explained that the storage of scientific research data must be supported with technology so data can be easily accessed and reused. He added that a cooperation between Harvard University and LIPI will encourage new research development scientific data management in the future. The Indonesian Tourism and Culture Fair 2018, which takes place at Hall B Jakarta Convention Center in Jakarta from May 10 until 13, presents holiday packages offered by a lot of domestic tours and travel agencies across Indonesia. The event that is held from 16th time by PT Wahyu Promo Citra is the only tourism fair that display tourism objects such as natural tourism, culture, and man-made tourism in accordance with the programs of Indonesian Tourism Ministry. Director of PT Wahyu Promo Citra, Syukur Saka, said in Jakarta on Tuesday that this fair is supported by the Indonesian Tourism Ministry to achieve 70 million foreign tourists and 270 million domestic ones in 2018. This event also presents 500 tourism objects in Indonesia. More than 70 participants joined in this event, consisting of provincial and city government, regency, travel agency, hotel, resorts, theme park, and others. They share the community targets 35,000 visitors because last year 30,000 visitors visited this event. Sugar added that his site has prepared many interesting programs in Japan, such as tabletop assigned Indonesia photo contest with the theme Visit Wonderful Indonesia, regional tourism presentation, and Indonesian dances. Deputy Chairman of Indonesian Most Council, who is also concurrently serving as Deputy Chief of Indonesian National Police, Polri, Police Commissioner General Safruddin, urged all Muslims in Indonesia to clean the heart before coming Ramadan. He insists not only places of worship such as mosques that must be cleaned, but also the heart. This was disclosed after responding the possibility of mosque as a place of practical politics on the sidelines of keynote event of 2,000 mosques to welcome Ramadan at the Istiqlal Mosque in Jakarta most recently.
Ya kita pengurus masjid, kami ini pengurus Dewan Masjid Indonesia.
Yes, we are most administrators. We are both of Indonesian most council, which only have authority, obligation, and give facility. Therefore, I urge that we are cleaning the most physically as well as our heart as a human being. We are just the facilitators. We should share the same understanding and the same thought about the mosque.
Pengertian yang sama, pemikiran yang sama tentang masjid.
General Saprudin added that previously many appeals that the mosque is used as a place to convey the message of Syrian political messages. Minister of Religious Affairs Luqman Hakim Saprudin even took decisive action by banning scholars and lecturers to deliver political agenda in the places of worship. According to General Saprudin, it is related to the vulnerability of places of worship to be used for political interests that have the potential to destroy religious harmony amongst the people of Indonesia. The last item, Bank Indonesian Governor Agus Martowardoyo said that he is preparing a fund monetary policy including a 7-day reverse repo rate policy adjustment amid the falling rupiah exchange rate. In his official statement in Jakarta late Wednesday, he said that Bank Indonesia is dropping the monetary policy firmly and consistently, including through interest rate adjustment. He also emphasized that the interest rate adjustment would be prioritized for stabilization. He added that the weakening of rupiah is due to the strong appreciation of the US dollar against all currencies in connection with the increasingly solid US economy amid the slow economic recovery in various regions. He further confirmed that Bank Indonesia is actively implementing stabilization in the market, including dual intervention in the foreign exchange market and in the government security market, SBN. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Commentary. Comments on actual national and international issues from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, nice to be with you again in our regular program commentary. The title of today's commentary is The Weakening of Rupiah Exchange Rate. Over the last 3 weeks, the rupiah has been weakening. The market is already worried that the impact of this weakening will bring about negative impact on the domestic economy. Immediate policy is needed, especially from Bank Indonesia BI and the government, to overcome the weakening of rupiah against US dollar. The 2017 financial crisis should not occur, on which the fall of rupiah's value against the US dollar make the new order collapse. The increase in the value of rupiah against US dollar was responded wisely and positively by Vice President Yusuf Kalla. In one hand, he said that the positive impact of the weakening of rupiah exchange rate against the US dollar to reach the level above 40,000 rupiah can boost export earnings of Indonesia. On the other hand, rupiah weakening will bring about impact with rising prices of imported raw materials. However, Vice President Yusuf Kalla said that this could be result by encouraging some parties to produce products, especially exported ones. Related to the weakening of rupiah, Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani Indrawati explained that the weakening of rupiah has occurred due to market sentiment in response to various US policies, including the increase in the interest rate of the US reference. To maintain Indonesian economy, Minister Sri Mulyani said that the government and Bank Indonesia will strengthen the economic foundation by issuing separate policies to stabilize the market. Meanwhile, an economist of Maybank, Juniman, said that the weakening of rupiah has occurred since Bank Indonesia cut its benchmark interest rate twice, or 7-day reverse repo rate in August and September last year, from 4.75% to 4.25%. He perceived that since the cut, a lot of funds has gone out. So the rupiah is weakening, and this indicates that investors do not want to low interest rates. He admits that based on the current trend, developed and developing countries tend to increase their interest rates instead of lowering. The present condition is different from the one last year. The weakening of rupiah is currently one of the threats to Indonesia's economic growth target. With the rupiah weakening, the target 5% is hard to be achieved. Moreover, this year's huge fund is needed to carry out simultaneous regional head election. Bank Indonesia monetary managers should also consider the proposal to adjust the interest rates. The government should also revise the state revenue by considering the global situation and the rupiah fluctuations. The government should pay attention to this factor so that rupiah does not continue to decline. With well-managed anticipation, the decline in rupiah will not influence other sectors so that the 2017 monetary crisis will not occur again. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program, Today in History, over Radio World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Well, listener, we start from an event on May 10, 1940. German troops attacked France, Belgium, and Netherlands. Unexpectedly, Germany attacked France, Belgium, and the Netherlands. Belgium and the Netherlands overwhelmed to face blitzkrieg tactic just in a very fast time. Blitzkrieg was a military strategy in which German forces attacked quickly from various elements. German armed forces used combination and coordination air force, navy and army forces. The attack, which was suddenly fast and unexpectedly, caused panic of French, Belgian and Dutch defense forces. The concept of blitzkrieg strategies in general is still now used on military world. And the next event is about Nelson Mandela, who was inaugurated as the first black-skinned president of South Africa. Nelson Mandela has been selected as a president and officiated as the president of South Africa since May 10, 1994 until June 14, 1999. Mandela began as the first black-skinned president, with William de Klerk as vice president. Mandela is also considered as a figure of anti-discrimination of black-skinned people, or apartheid. Although he had been jailed for 27 years by the government of apartheid, in his first speech as a president, Mandela was calling for peace. The government of Mandela focused on the removal effort of apartheid by eradicating racism, poverty, gaps, and reconciliation. The last event is about World Lupus Day. World Lupus Day, which is commemorated every May 10th, was planned for the first time on May 10, 2004, when International Council reconciled international organization which focus on lupus disease from 13 different countries in Eton, United Kingdom, to hold the best commemoration of World Lupus Day. The planning to remind all governments throughout the world is to increase the financial support on research of lupus and to establish awareness and service against the sufferers. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
Welcome to My Indonesia. Today's topic entitled The Indonesian Government Preparing Presidential Decree on Mercury Abolition Action Plan. The Indonesian government is preparing the draft of presidential regulation on Mercury Abolition Action Plan. or RAM PPM as part of the implementation of Law No. 11/2017 about ratification of Minamata Convention on Mercury. Head of Research Center and Quality Development and Environmental Laboratory, Ministry of Environment and Forestry, Herman Hermawan, in the ministry's press release on Tuesday, stated that the National Action Plan will cover four priority sectors, namely small-scale gold mining, manufacture, energy, and health. The Indonesian government on September 20, 2017, has ratified the Law No. 11/2017 on the ratification of Minamata Convention on Mercury. The convention, which is aimed to protect human health from an impact of emission and mercury waste from anthropogenic sources. Herman Hermawan further said, as a consequence of the signing of convention ratification, the countries are obliged to facilitate exchange of information related to the mercury handling in each country, based on the provision of convention, including alternative technology that will be used to change the utilization of mercury. The management of mercury in Indonesia needs a comprehensive strategy based on multidiscipline and integrated science and technology, effective institution, and people's participation. Herman Hermawan moreover added that the government planned to make a forum or research commission and mercury observation in cooperation with the whole stakeholders in order to reduce and eradicate production and the utilization of mercury to support the Mercury-Free Indonesia program in 2030. Mercury sources in Indonesia came from the country's importation and production, from the processing of cinnamon stone, and byproducts from oil and gas sector activities. The small-scale gold mining sector is the largest contributor of the mercury emission to the environment, up to 57.5%, according to the research of Bandung Technology Institute (ITB) and Bali Focus 2012. Therefore, it is needed alternative technology development of free mercury gold mining, which is relatively safe. In this case, the Research and Technology Application Agency (BPPT) proposed the application of ore-based processing technology, and the capability of technology is implemented in different places. That was my Indonesia.
Here news in brief, read by Rahmana. President Joko Widodo calls for the community, especially students, to use social media to spread the spirit of nationalism, the spirit of Lenin, the spirit of worship, and the spirit of sports. Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani Indrawati reminded the importance of strengthening economic structure by encouraging the role of investment export in a bid to optimize economic growth. Italy responds to the challenges faced by the world today by prioritizing dialogue, justice, law, and human rights. This was disclosed by Italian Ambassador to Indonesia, Victoria Santilli, at the Italian Anniversary of Independence in Jakarta more recently. The Indonesian Institute of Sciences LIPI developed a system of national scientific repository for researchers. The repository can provide huge benefit for researchers so that they can reuse it easily for their precious research data. Harvard University in the USA shares experience with the Indonesian Institute of Sciences LIPI in a bid to develop a system of scientific data management repository. Deputy Chairman of Indonesian Mots Council, who is also concurrently serving as Deputy Chief of Indonesian National Police Polri, Police Commissioner General Safruddin, urged all Muslims in Indonesia to clean the heart before coming of Ramadan. Bank Indonesian Governor Agus Martowardoyo said that he is preparing a firm monetary policy, including a seven-day first repo rate policy adjustment amid the falling rupiah exchange rate. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary art, fine art, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce Kiti Kiti Waterfall in Papua. Stay tuned. Kiti Kiti Waterfall is one of the tourist destinations in Fak-Fak Regency, West Papua Province, Eastern Indonesia. The waterfall has a slightly unique name and gives extraordinary sensation of tourism. Usually, the waterfall will flow to a crater under it, as you see at the Tongkat Medan Waterfall, North Sumatra. But in the Fak-Fak Regency, West Papua Province, you will find waterfall that flows directly into the open sea. The waterfall is slightly similar to the Jargon Beach in Yogyakarta. In the waterfall area, you can enjoy two tourist objects at once, beach tourism object and waterfall. Around the tourist sites, namely a panoramic view of the mountains, tropical rainforest and beaches with crystal clear blue water. If the water is receding, it will form a beach under the waterfall, while if the water is tiding, then the waterfall continues to flow without any limitation. So make sure the seawater is receding when you visit the objects, so you can enjoy two tourist sites at once. Kiti Kiti Waterfall. That's what the local people call for a waterfall room that instantly falls into the sea. The waterfall also offers very beautiful underwater with beautiful coral reefs and various types and colorful of fish. The place is known as a paradise for those who have fishing hobby. In addition, you can also do other activities such as camping, diving, and snorkeling to enjoy the underwater natural beauty. Kiti Kiti Waterfall not only has underwater beauty, but also heterogeneous forest nuances will also spoil your eyes along the trip by using speedboat and longboat for about 3 to 4 hours. To reach Kiti Kiti Waterfall, from Fak Fak Port, you can take a speedboat or longboat approximately 3 or 4 hours journey. It is quite expensive for the speedboat rental cost from Fak Fak Port. You have to spend 3,500,000 rupiah. The rental price of speedboat is very proportional to the beauty and the sensation of the waterfall. For domestic or foreign tourists who have fishing hobby, please visit the Kiti Kiti Waterfall, but do not forget to keep cleanliness of the place and do not damage the surrounding environment to keep the waterfall object enjoyable to visit. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today with the topic Kiti Kiti Waterfall in Papua. We will meet again tomorrow with another interesting topic. Sampai jumpa.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, Here is my language, informing you the traditional languages of Indonesia. Listener, Indonesia has hundreds of traditional languages spread across the regions. However, not all of them are known well by the people of Indonesia or even foreign people. One of them is Tobati language from Jayapura, Papua. Tobati language origins from the people living around Yotefa Bay or Jayapura Bay in Jayapura City, Papua Province. Currently, the speakers of Tobati language are spread in three districts in Papua Province, namely South Jayapura, Abepura, and Muara Tami. The amount of Tobati speakers in 1984 was 800 and becoming 600 in 1999. However, the number of speakers now is decreasing due to the influence of other languages. Even the speakers of Tobati language are predicted to be only 500 people remaining, which all of them are elderly. Therefore, the Tobati language is categorized as seriously endangered language. The alphabet of Tobati language uses the same ones with Indonesian or Latin. However, there are several characters unavailable in Tobati language, such as X, Q, V, and Z. Another uniqueness of Tobati language is its clause and sentence structure. If Indonesian structure consists of subject, predicate, object, the Tobati language uses subject, object, predicate. Listener, here is several word examples of Tobati language. Engu, engu, in English. I, entrica, entrica, in English. They, one, want, in English. Eat, nasre, nasre, in English. Popeda, maghot, maghot, in English. Mount, recau, recau, in English. To hike, rora, rora, in English. Yesterday. Listener, now here are some examples of sentences in Tobati language. Nu nasre want. Nu nasre want. In English. I eat popeda. Rora entrica mogot recau. Rora entrica mogot recau. In English. Yesterday, they hiked the mountain. Listener, that was my language for today about Tobati language. Thank you very much for listening, and sampai jumpa.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia. Hello, listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition, we will present nostalgic songs from Nicky Astria. Well, listener, let's listen to the first song entitled Uang by Nicky Astria. Enjoy the song.
Uang bisa bikin orang senantiara kepala. Uang bikin mabuk kepaya.
Astria is a legendary female rock singer in Indonesia. Originally the singing talent of the beautiful singer with full name Nicky Nastiti Karyadewi was found by a guitarist of Indonesian Godbless rock band Ian Antono. To support Nicky's singing career, Ian Antono acted as a producer on several Nicky Astria's albums. Therefore, no wonder if the music color of Nicky Astria quite similar to the character of Ian Antono's music. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Biar Semua Hilang by Nicky Astria.
Getar asmara pun pudar di dalam dada, dan di antara kita telah tak ada rasa saling seia sekata.
Bye.
You've just listened to the song Biar Semua Hilang by Nicky Astria. The song included in the album Tangan Tangan Setan, which was released in 1986. This album made the name of Nicky Astria begin to popular in the Indonesian music world. The album Tangan Tangan Setan received a positive response from Indonesian music lovers. No wonder if the album won the BASF Award with the best-selling of rock album category. Moreover, Nicky Astria continues to gain success. She managed to make herself as a top rock singer in Indonesia with the nickname Lady Rocker. Listener, to conclude our segment of Music Corner for today, let's listen to the last two songs entitled Misteri Cinta and Lentera Cinta by Nicky Astria. Enjoy the songs and see you. Sampai jumpa.
Thank you.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Cintamu itu agar ku tak jatuh dalam
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Stay tuned on 9525 kHz. You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th Floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.